ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಾವು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಪೇಪರ್. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿ ಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದಶ್ಚಾರ್ತೇಶ್ವ ವಿಜ್ಞ ಸ್ವರಾಟ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿಮೃದಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ದಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಕುಗಗಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯತೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷು ಬಿತ್ತಕ್ಷಣಾದ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಲಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಸುಖಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾಃ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾತ್ತರವೋಪಿ ನೇತು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಶೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು ಭಗವತ್ ಕಥಾ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತ. Bhagavatam itself is very beautiful. Bha stand for Bhagavan, and between Bhagavan and us there is a ocean called samsara. Now, in order to reach Bhagavan, we have to walk. So, Ga stands for Gamanam. So, to reach Bhagavan, we have to walk and reach. But what is there in between us and the Lord? There is an ocean of samsara. So the devotee says, Bhagavan, how can I walk and reach you? So Bhagavan says, I will give you a tarani. So in Bhagavadam, Bhagata, tarani, ta stands for tarani. That is a nauka, a boat. But suppose that boat is not very good, strong. It will not take the journey. In between, let us say there's a small hole or something, then it will drown you. So no, it is not that kind of tarani. It is well made. So va stands for visheshena. So very well built, the nauka or tarani or a boat. It Swagavadam serves like a boat, to well built boat to reach Bhagavan from wherever we are. Even if we complain there is an ocean of samsara, Bhagavan says Bhagavatam will help you to reach the Lord. In fact, Bhagavan said, in life we have only three problems. We think that we have so many problems. In fact, only three problems. What are they? He says, Shoka, Moha, Bhaya. Shokam is always related to your past. So we always regret, I should have done that, I should have done this. One lady came and told me, Swamiji, 1946, I had a very good proposal. It was a doctor, plastic surgeon from London. Now, I don't know why I got involved with this IT guy. Now I suffer. So like this, regrets of the past. Future also, fear is always related to the future. What will happen to the economy? Suppose the president changed, then what are the consequences going to happen? And whenever you go to the company or the whatever office you go, there is no permanency there. Anytime anything can happen. There is nothing called permanent job anywhere now. The global situation is changing. So there is a fear always with reference to security. So the fear of the future, the regret of the past, both come and impinge upon you in the present moment. The condition of the mind is called moha. It deludes you, totally make you incapacitated to think clearly. So this three situation that we face in our life, Bhagavan says, you listen to Bhagavatam. You don't have to do anything in all other Vedantic Shravanam, you have to reflect. First you have to Shravanam, then Mananam, then Nididhyasanam. All these are expected of the student. But here, you just listen. Listening, when you listen to Bhagavata Katha, Bhagavan enters through your ears, in your heart. And when Bhagavan sees your heart is not clean, He Himself cleans your heart. This is the greatness of Bhagavatam. It is said, the listener benefit more than the speaker, it is said. In Bhagavatam Mahatmyam, it is said, the speaker has to think about purva, apara, etc., what is before, what is going to happen, and all these sequences, connection, etc., he has to think. So, but the listeners, they can get lost in that thought and the bhakti of Bhagavan and the bhav. And that exactly is the benefit of this katha shravanam. Now we are going to take the seventh canto. There are six of them gone by. So Bhagavatam, every chapter, every canto has got some topic. The first canto was Athikari. Adhikari means who is the qualified student to learn Bhagavatam in the form of introducing Adhikari. Bhagavata introduced the character called Parikshit Maharaj. His story was told and thereby fifth student was introduced. Adhikari is Parikshit. So Parikshit Adhikaritvam was what? That he was cursed to die in 7 days. So he asked this question, what a person who is about to die, what does he do? What he should do? What is his dharma? In fact, it is not a question of Parikshit, it is a question of all of us. Why? Because we all die only in 7 days' time. Either you die Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Saturday or Sunday, there is no other day you die. So we are all dying only in 7 days. So it is not Parikshit question, it's a question of all of us. So therefore, it is addressed to us. It was not sometime before it happened. No, it is happening to us now. Adhikari, the first chapter, first skanda, and the second one is sadhana. That what he should do. So our Shuka Maharshi is initiating him into sadhana. Different level of meditation was given. Ishta Deva Upasana, a single form Upasana, then Virat Surupa Upasana, then Nirguna Surupa, the Upasana. Nirguna Surupa one cannot meditate, but one has to know Nirguna Surupa. So all these three levels were initiated. Then we see the third canto is Sarga. Sarga is the element. All the basic elements were created. Creation of elements. And the fourth one is Visarga. From those subtle elements, gross objects have created. Then fifth canto is Thanam. How their entire world exists in Paramatma, it was shown. Then the sixth canto was Poshanam, grace of Lord, how Lord nourishes everyone. And the story of Ajamila, Daksha Prajapati, Vritrasura, the Tichi, etc. were given. Now, having listened to these six cantos, our Parikshit Maharaj raises a doubt here. That is where it starts. He raises a doubt that why Samapriya Suhrat Brahman Bhutanam Bhagavan Swayam Indrasyarthe Katam Deityan Avadhit Vishamo Yatha. Says, Bhagavan, I have a doubt in my mind. It is disturbing me. I don't like the doubt. Why? The doubt is about Bhagavan. What is that? He says, why Bhagavan is partial? This is my doubt. All the time we hear in the stories, Bhagavan supports the devatas. For Indra's sake, he goes and kills some Rakshasas. Vritrasura Vadam also we saw. I mean, in that story, Vritrasura was such a great devotee of Bhagavan. But even then, Bhagavan advises Indra how to kill him. So therefore, why he has to be partial? So all the time, it looks like as though Bhagavan is siding the devatas, not Asuras. Why? Because the Bhagavan is Purnaha, he is full, complete. He doesn't have to please anybody. So if you have to please somebody, then you want to get something out of him. That also not, he doesn't want anything from anybody. He is complete, Purnaha, to favor somebody, then he had to get something in return. That also he doesn't have to. So, why Bhagavan has to be partial? So, this doubt is there. And I don't like that doubt also because I am raising doubt against the Lord whom I love so much. So that is also not good. It disturbs me. Please, they answered this samshayas. Sumahanjadastat bhavan chedumarhati. So please be gracious enough to clear this doubt. Now listening to this, Shuka Maharshi says, it is not Bhagavan is partial. It is the people who are partial towards him. That is the problem. So that is why this particular canto, the topic is Utayaha. Utayaha means karma vasanas. So there are different type of vasanas. And in Shastra also, Shankaracharya gives in Brahma Sutra, very beautiful. Bhagavan is like Parjanyavat. He is like, let us say, there is a cold winter night, there is a fireplace. If you go closer to the fireplace, you will enjoy the warmth of the fire. But suppose you go away from the fireplace and then complain about cold and winter, that is your problem. The same way, Bhagavan grace is available to you. The more you go closer to him, you will enjoy it. So this is the point Shuka Maharshi is making. Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja Hare Charitam Adbhutam Yat Bhagavatam Ahatmyam Bhagavat Bhakti Vardhanam. You have asked a very good question. In that process, I am able to remember Bhagavan's glory and Bhagavata story. The devotees of Bhagavan's glory also, I will be able to remember. Nirguno vihyajo vyakto Bhagavan prakrite paraham somaya gunam avishya badhyabhadagatam gadaham. Even though Bhagavan is beyond all gunas, but then sometime rajas become predominant. At that time, it looks like as though he is siding the Rakshasas. When the Sattva is predominant, it looks like he is siding or favoring the Devatas. Or when it is Tamas is predominant, it looks like he is favoring Yakshas, Kinnaras, etc. Or Yakshas and Rakshasas. And Rajas is Asura. And Sattva is Devatas, ityadi, it may. Then to prove that particular point, Bhagavan is impartial, now Shuka Maharshi is narrating a story that in Rajasuya Yajna time, in Yudhishthira performed, as you say, Yajna, at that time Agra Puja was performed for Bhagavan Krishna. Because that was a question in the Sadas that who will be the first person to be honored, worshipped. So there were Bhishma Pitamaha was there, Dronacharya was there, and Vyasa Bhagavan himself was there. So all these people were great people. And then question come, who will be worshipped? So Sahadeva was consulted and he said, when Bhagavan Krishna is there, we should not even think of anybody else. He is the one to be worshipped. So Agra Puja was offered. Pandavas were very happy. Even Bhishma Padamaha was very happy. He was a great devotee of Bhagavan. So Agra Puja, while it was conducting, this our Shishupala came. And he, from childhood onwards, he hated Bhagavan. क्या वो क्या हिंदी में कहावत है ना, पानी पी के गाली देते हैं ना. Because when you keep on what you call concentrated gali you give, your throat get choked, so dry, so they drink little water, wet your throat and again. So like that, this our Shishupala, from childhood onwards, we are all chanting Vishnu Sahasranama. He used to chant Gali Sahasranama. And there also in the Sadas, he kept on accusing Bhagavan of that, you are Makkanchor, you are that, you are this. Makkanjore is a very mild one actually. There's so much more than that. So Bhagavan countered because he had given this Shishupala was Kunti's sister's son. Okay. So Kunti's sister, again aunt only, aunt's only. So his aunt, he has given promise that I will forgive him 100 times. Afterwards, I cannot help. So when the time, that number is over, Bhagavan took his, this Sudarshan Chakra and released and cut off the head of Shishupala in the Mahasadas there. And to the surprise of everybody, they saw a jyoti coming out of Shishupala and merging with Bhagavan. When Yudhishthira saw this, he could not control his wonder and surprise. He asked, why this is? Because Bhagavan gave mukti to the one who has cursed him, who has accused him. How is that possible? Even Mahatmas who does tapas so many years and they are not able to get this kind of state, and a person who has accused him, Bhagavan has given him mukti. What is this? Why it is so? This wonder of wonder. This, the Yudhishthira says, Aho, atyatpudam yedat durlabhegandinamapi vasudeve paretatve praptischaitasya vityushaha. So this person attained that great divine state, union with Bhagavan, even though this person is an arch enemy of Bhagavan. How this is to be explained? Whereas edatvedidumichchamaha sarva eva vayam mune bhagavan nindayaveno tujet tamasi patidaha. There was a story of Vena. Vena Raja was a Gnostic. He never believed in God. He thought that himself is a God. So everybody should worship him. So the whole rituals in his country, he changed the mantra to Venaya Namaha. Venaya Idam Namaha. So it is not that Indraya Namaha, Indraya, something like that. So it was him. And this Mahatmas came and cursed him, and as a result of that, he went to hell. So his gati was hell, whereas this person who accused Bhagavan, he got amrutattvam, immortality. So what is this difference? He, Yudhishthira, asked this question to Narada, says, Nindanastava satkaran Sarkarartham kalevaram pradhana parayo rajan avivegena kalpidam. That's it. The Bhagavan's thinking, Bhagavan's act is totally different from what we think. Our way of calculation and Bhagavan's way of calculation is totally different. Now, what Bhagavan think that, even though he is accusing me, from childhood onwards, he is thinking that I am an enemy. Does he not think of me or? He is thinking of me, isn't it? What way he is thinking of, that doesn't matter. That is thinking of me. And Narada says another one, very nice. He says, a person who hates you, he think of you more than the one who loves you. See, when you love somebody, it's occasionally you think of that person. But suppose you hate number one enemy, early morning getting up, his thought only comes. And the intensity of that thought is also very strong. It's not casual thinking. How to get him, you know, how to make him pay for it, how to do that, continuously thinking. So your mind is filled with that thought. This is what Bhagavan says. So continuously. So gopyaha kamat bhayat kamsaha deshva chityadayo nirbaha sambandhat vrishnayat snehat yuyam bhaktya vayam vibho. It's a very famous line in Bhagavatam. Gopyaha kamat. Gopis attain mukti through their love, lust actually. They were physically attracted to Bhagavan. Even though they are physically attracted, that attraction, Bhagavan converted that into pure love. Because it is like, you know, when you go to reach fire, fire converts that, any material into indhana, fuel. The same way, Bhagavan has the capacity, he is purity itself. So whatever, method you approach, it doesn't matter. Bhagavan has the capacity to convert you. So gopya kamat, bhayat kamsaha. Kamsa attain mukti by sheer fear. Continuously afraid of Bhagavan. So he create, kindle that fear in him from the day of Devaki's wedding. Bhayat, kamsaha, dveshats, deityadeha. So all the deityas, asuras, fear. Dvesha, now here dvesha. Fear is kamsa, dveshas, anger, this enmity. Like our Shishupala, etc., enmity. Ravana also attained mukti through enmity only. He knew, according to Tulasi Ramayanam, he knew, Ravana knew, when Karadushanas were killed, Ravana started thinking that Kara and Dushana can be killed only, they are equivalent to me. If they can be killed, it must be, Rama must be Bhagavan himself. So Bhagavan must have incarnated and come down. Now, what is to be done? Now Bhagavan has come, you should go and surrender to him. No, I cannot do that. I can only do what? Dvesha, enmity towards him. So I develop enmity, I'll continue to be his enemy and get killed from him, that is by him. That is what his method. So here, our dveshat, these asuras, etc., sambandhat vishnayaha. So Vishni, those people who are relatives of Bhagavan, they attain mukti through their love for Bhagavan as relative. Snehat yuyam. Yudhishthira and Pandavas, their love for Bhagavan was something that is incomparable. So through sneham, love, you have attained mukti. Bhaktya vayam vibho. Now, Narada, etc., through bhakti. So, whatever be, the idea is, whatever be your emotion, that's why Narada Bhakti Sutra also Bhagavan said, so, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, tasmin neva karaniyam. So, whatever be your emotion, you direct towards Bhagavan. Don't direct towards your wife and children. Because then it will come back to you with double. You know, with interest and, you know, vatti cherthukadu. But you direct towards Bhagavan, what happened? It will slowly, slowly, it will diminish and disappear. Therefore, Maharadasi says, tasmat kenapi upayena manakrishne niveshayet. So therefore, somehow you make sure that you keep your mind in Bhagavan. Kenapi margena. So this kind of allowance, which religion give you? Tell me. Which religion give you this kind of freedom? You can't remember or you can't hate even Bhagavan. You know, this who says? Nobody says. So this is the freedom of our culture. Now appreciate the depth and understand its beauty. So tasmat kenapi upayena manakrishne nivedayet. So whatever be the method, it doesn't matter. You that you love him, that your mind is directed towards him, that is what is important. So then our Naradaji says, so madrishu sriyo, parshada pravaro vishnu ripashabhat padachyuto. Now then the Narada says, these two people, Shishupala and Dandavaktra, they were none other than Parshadas for Bhagavan Vishnu, Jaya and Vijaya. Now Yudhishthira was curious, how can these residents of Vaikuntha, they come down to earth in the form of Rakshasas? How does that happen? So naturally the story, you all know that this Jayavijaya story is very famous. So Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara, these, the Manasaputras of Brahmaji, they were going around and they thought of visiting Vaikuntha. And Jayavijaya stopped them, it seems. And in Vaikuntha there is an unwritten law, all Mahatmas can go any time, they don't need any permission. But these people knew it, but still they stopped. And there's a side story, I heard that one day they stopped Lakshmiji also. She went for shopping and then she came back. They stopped her saying that, no, Bhagavan is sleeping, don't disturb. What? Bhagavan is sleeping? I am his wife, I know. They stopped and she went and complained to Bhagavan. These people, you know, they dare stop me. You have to dismiss them. Take action against them. Bhagavan said, look, now you have complained to me, then I just dismiss them. It is not fair, people will say. Bhagavan is a henpecked husband and all that, so it's not good for you, good for me also. So when these people insult a Mahatma saint, then I will take action. Naturally, Lakshmi Devi was waiting for it because she goes up and down, these people are still there. And they are looking at her, see what happened, nothing happened. Their pride increased actually. And now when Sanat Kumaras came, they cursed him that this kind of behavior is not befitting to you in Vaikuntha. Therefore, you go and become Rakshasas. That also three lives. Now, Gadabhat, when that noise came, Bhagavan appeared there. With Lakshmi Devi, he came. And and Sanat Kumara suddenly became very, you know, apologetic because, you know, you go to somebody's house and if the servant misbehave, you dismiss the servant without consulting the master. That is not right. So they felt bad, you know, because who are we to dismiss them and curse them? So they said, sorry, Bhagavan, please forgive us and, you know, just take back the curse and all that. Bhagavan called them in one side and said, look, you know, it is all my wish, don't worry. I am also tired, you know, sitting here, this Lakshmi massaging my feet. I also want to go out and have some sport. So for their sake, I will also take, they take three births, I will take four births. Now Sanat Kumara became so sad because, you know, he is making them making Bhagavan to take birth. So it is said that Mahatma says Sanat Kumara also took birth. In one birth, because to remind these Jayavijayas, so Jayavijaya became what? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. For killing Hiranyaksha, Bhagavan took Varahavatar. And Hiranyakashipu, Bhagavan took avatar of Narasimha. Then, next birth was Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Bhagavan Ramchandraji was Bhagavan Vishnu himself. Then, third life was the Shishupala and then the Dandavaktra. at that time their power was very little less. So therefore Krishna, Lord Krishna killed them. So Prahlada took avatar only as the Sanat Kumar has took avatar as Prahlada and Vibhishana, two lives. Because by the time the third life came, they were not that powerful, it was not necessary. Now, this so Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, born to Kashyapa and Diti, Atiti and Diti, the two wives. Kashyapa Prajapati had two wives, Diti and Atiti. So Diti's children were Daityas, Asuras. Atiti's children were Adityas, Devatas. So when, now Narada is narrating the story to Yudhishthira here, and this so this Jaya Vijaya. Now Jaya Vijaya also, you should know what is Jaya Vijaya, okay? So Jaya Indriya Jaya Mano Vijaya. So unless you have Indriya Vijaya, victory over your senses, and victory over your mind, control of your mind, you will not be the Parshada of Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu. So in order to have his darshanam or proximity, we have to have these two. But once you have these two, what happens is pride comes to us. I have, my senses are under my control. That pride comes. See, the pride, the ego, how it deceives you, you have no idea. We think that we have mastered everything. That is the time the problem comes. Whatever we are proud of, that itself will destroy us. So this Indriya Vijayam and Mano Vijayam, Indriya Jayam, Mano Vijayam, is depicted here, symbolized here as Jaya Vijaya. And when we develop that pride, what happens? Fall happens. So Rakshasa's life means what? The Asura means what? Asusu Visheshu Ramanti the Asuraha. The one who revel in sense pleasures. It is not that a person who has got horns and tails and he is Asura. Coated, booted like us also Asura only, because our Gurudev used to say Rakshasa means Ulta. Sakshar means well educated. If he doesn't behave according to his education, he is called Rakshasa, Ulta. So this Asuras came, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu was Hiranyaksha was killed by our Narasimha. Hiranyaksha was killed by this Varaha. Then yeah, all those births also I told you already. Now then our the Narada says, this Hiranyakashipu tortured Prahlada, his own son. Not only that, to the extent that he wanted to kill him also. So at that time Yudhishthira raises a doubt. Vidyushodayite putre kathamasin mahatmani bruhime bhagavan yena prahladasya achyudatmata. please tell me how Hiranyakashipu happened to entertain such intense hatredness towards his own son, and that son also such a great son, noble son, devotee of Bhagavan. How did he develop such hatred towards Bhagavan? So naturally, now the katha starts. Hiranya means gold. Hiranyaksha means the one who has eye in gold. Gold stands for material wealth. So a highly materialistic person is called Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu. Kashipu means bed. The one who bed stands for pleasure. So Hiranyakashipu means the one who revels in pleasure. So these are the two problems. Now comes the Narada, narrates the story. When Hiranyaksha was killed by Bhagavan in the form of a wild boar, our Hiranyakashipu was an elder brother. He got so angry with Lord Vishnu, and he called all his people. He said, yes, Ratharyeyam Vinirhade Harina Kridamurtinam Hiranyakashipu Rajan Paryatapyat Rushasucham Ahachedam Rusha Gurna Sandashta Dashanachadaha Kopo Jolatbhyam Chachurbhyam Nirichan Dhumramambaram. He was trembling with anger and with biting his lip, looking at the sky, glittering, the eyes were glittering with anger, and his face was terrific to look at. And he called all his followers and he said, Bho, bho, dhanava deteya, dimurdastraksha sambara, chatabaho hayagriva, navuche bhaka ilvala. He called all these people. Hey Shambara, O Shatabahu, Hayagriva, Namuchi, and Puloma, Shaguni, all these names he called and ordered them that this Hari, with his trick, he is supposed to be impartial, but he became partial, listening to these nice words and prayers of the Devatas. He came down using some trick, even though his exalted position as Vishnu in Vaikuntha. He came down as an ordinary boar, wild boar. He took that form and killed my brother. And his strength lies in only where yajna, yagas are going on. Brahmanas and cows. These are the people protect him and worship him. And because of his strength, because of that, he has got this power and strength. Therefore, wherever ritualism is going on, wherever Brahmanas are practicing rituals, wherever cows are there, you go and destroy them. If a village is performing that, burn the village down. So this is the direction he gave. And these Rakshasas are by nature cruel people, they are waiting for such occasion. So, yatra yatra dujagavo veda varnashrama kriya tantam janapatam yadasanti payada vrishyata. So, wherever there is brahmanas, cows and etc. there, or the yatnyagas are going on, go and destroy. So, this order he heard, and they all went doing their job, destroying the villages, etc., burning everybody. Chagunim Shambaram Krishtam Bhutasandapanam Vrakam. Then he turned towards his sister-in-law. Hiranyaksha's wife and children. That his brother had so many children. Shaguni, Shambara, Drishta, Bodhasantapana, Vrika, Kalanapha, Mahanapha, Harimamsru, Kacha. My God, so many children he had. And mother, Rushabhanu, and his own mother. He addressed them. Now, Hiranyakashipu gives a wonderful discourse. Yeah, this is called Rakshasa Vedanta. See, the point here is, their dukkham, they consider it is a great dukkham. Now, he is ordering to kill all these people and destroying the village, etc. Their dukkham is not a dukkham at all. See, this is called Rakshasa mind.
Ambambahe vatu putra viram marhadashochitam ripor apimukeshlatyaha shuranam vadaipsitaha.
O mother, O sister, O children, for heroic people, a combat with enemy is honorable and enhancing his fame and self-satisfying. Therefore, there is no need to be sorrowful. Because he died heroically facing enemy in the battlefield. There is nothing to be afraid of or to be sorrowful about it. Then he said,
Nitya atmavyaya shuddha sarvaka sarvavitparaha Detezavatmano lingam maya visajan gunan.
This Atma is eternal. He is changeless, pure, all-pervading. Through the power of Maya, he projects bodies and come to have this subtle body. Only the subtle body leaves this physical body. And the body become what? Part of the Panchabhutas, merged with Panchabhutas. And the subtle body continue to exist and take different births. And as far as Atma is concerned, there is no birth or death. See, all these are Vedanta only. So this attribution of body for the bodiless is due to ignorance. That bodiless Atma, he consider himself to be the body, is because of ignorance. So, therefore he get attached to his dear ones and near ones. And kama, krodha, raga, dvesha, etc. comes to him. Then he is telling a story also to narrate his point. To elucidate his point, he says, here a story, there was a Suyatnya, there was a king called Suyatnya in Ushinara. Ushinara, kingdom of Ushinara, there was a famous king called Suyatnya. He was killed in battle by his enemies, and his relatives brought his body, and they were refusing to cremate his body. They were crying over his dead body. And at that time, Yamaraj saw this. He himself took the form of a small little boy and came, started talking to them. Aho, Amisham, Vayasadhiganam vipashyatam lokavidhim vimohaha yatragadastatragadam manushyam swayam sudharma api shochintya partham. How wonderful is ignorance of these people. They are so much elder to me, and therefore they must be more matured than me, understanding and absorbing of life. They don't even know this crying over a dead body is not going to make it come back. Look at me, I am an orphan. I was, what you call, abandoned by my own parents, but still I don't cry or weep. Why? Because that Lord who looked after me in the mother's womb, He will look after me even when I am out of the mother's womb. Why? Because the whole creation is His womb. I am in Him. Therefore, He definitely look after me. So, what then He gives an example of also, some example also He gives. If Bhagavat Kripa is there, this is a very famous verse, Padichyudam dishtadi dishtarachitam grihesthidam tadvihidam vinashyati jivatyanadho vidadichidovane grihebi guptosya hato na jivati. If Bhagavan grace is there, suppose something very valuable has fallen, let us say fallen from your hand, in a public place, it will be protected if Bhagavan grace is there. Suppose Bhagavan grace is not there, even if something valuable fallen in your own house, you will lose. So, if divine will is not favorable, protected by Him, one can live safely in forest. And even well protected in a home, man will perish. So this is the grace. So Bhagavan's grace is there. And what is life? They are like bubbles, He says. So what is this life? If you look at it, it is something like bubbles form. And the bubble eating other small bubble become big and then boost himself by and great. At that time, pichki, it goes. This is what life is. Why are you crying over it? And he gives an example of the bird also. A hunter caught hold of the Mrs. Bird. And when husband came and saw the bird, his wife is in the clutches of the hunter. He started crying, without wife, how can I live? What will be my life? And he thought of killing himself. At that time, the hunter shot an arrow, killed him also. So he says, when we are crying over someone who is already dead, we think that we are going to live ever. We should think that we are also going to be in that situation. Whenever you go and see somebody in that box, you also think, I am there in the box. Then the problem will be solved. I know you will not be able to sleep afterwards, but but that is the truth. So saying this, Yamaraj left. Hiranyakashipu says, and when their relatives, etc., when they heard this, they were astonished. And they realized their fault, and then they cremated him. And when Hiranyakashipu narrated the story, his sister-in-law and mother, they were very happy. Tatashochatapmamuyam param chatmanamevacha ka atma kapparo vatrasviya parakya evava. So he was telling that, therefore, you should entertain no sorrow about yourself and others. Apart from the ignorance born of sin, born sense of distinction made by creatures, because I am different, you are different, these are all ignorance. Actually, there is only one truth, that is Self, Paramatma. And that is one's own real self. There is no other things. There is only one truth, that is Paramatma. Who is telling this? Hiranyakashipu. Listening to this, This Diti and sister, they were happy, and actually Diti, she says, Narada says, Iti Daityapader Vakyam Ditir Akarnya Sasrusha Putrashokam Kshanatyaktva Tattve Chittam Adharayat. She forgot her Putrashokam, and then her mind was absorbed in Paramatma. This is what happened to good people. Now what happened to our friend? He consoled everybody, and then Hiranyakashipu, Narada says, Hiranyakashipu Rajan Ajeyam Ajaramaram Atmanam Apraditundam Egarajam Vedisata. This Hiranyakashipu desired to make himself invincible. Ajeyam, Ajaram, Amaram. Invincible, deathless, unaging. Ajeyam, Ajaram, Amaram. Atmanam, Apradidvandam. Unchallenged, sovereign over the whole creation. Ekarajam. So he wants only his world. He is the king, monarch. Satepe mandaras dronyam tapap paramadarunam uddhavahur nabodhishthi padangushtasidavanihi. Now that is the reason why I think all the serial you see. See, they go and go to the mountain and stand. Brahmadevaya Nama. You must have seen all those series now. Our Hiranyakashipu is the one started. It's given here. Urdhavahu. Lifting his hand up, looking up, and on one toe he's standing. Nabodhishthi padangushtasidavanihi. Angushta, one toe he's standing. How he is standing like that, we don't know. He needs some practice. Maybe he must have done some circus or something. Jadadiditibireje samvartarka imam shubhi tasmin tapastapyamane devastanani bhejire. When I read this, I gave up tapas because I cannot do this. Standing on one toe, balancing is very difficult. But he did that, Khora tapas. And what happened? He was doing tapas, from his head emanated fire. Jadadidibireje samvartarka imam shubhi tasmin tapas tapyamane devasthanani bhejire. And because of the heat of the tapas, all devatas were disturbed and they had to run away from their seat. Places. Tasya murtina samadbhuta sadhumo nistabho mayaha tiryang urthamato logan apadvishwa giri giritaha. Rivers, ocean, so planets, everything got disturbed. All the directions were disturbed. They were all at glow with fire. Chachurvunudyudanvanta sadvibadrichachalabho nipedus sangrahastara jajjulushchadishodishaha. Yes, all stars, etc. got disturbed. All the direction got disturbed. Tenataptadivam diktva brahmalokam yayusuradhatre vijnavayamasuddevadeva jagatpade. Now, disturbed like this, all the devatas approached Brahmaji. Devata said, Bhagavan, this Rakshasa is doing tapas. It is disturbing us. We are not able to sit in our own seat. Do something. And we also heard that through our secret agents, we found that why he is doing tapas, We heard that he wants your position, that is why. Now they are using that method.
Tetendra tapasa tapta divistadum na shaknumaha tasya cha upashamam bhoman videhi yadamanyate manyase. Lokana yavat trinkshanti beliharas tavabhibuhu.
So therefore, please, idea is that, please give him whatever you want. You know, that is the point. Now, devatas, when they were disturbed, they want immediate solution to the problem. But when that problem is resolved, what consequences they will face, they don't know. they are not thinking about that. Right now, we are all disturbed. Please help us. That's that. Now, when they requested, all devatas requested Brahmaji,
iti vijnapito dever bhagavan atma purnapa parito prukuvakshadye yayo detyeshwarashramam.
So when requested by these devatas, Bhagavan Brahmaji thought, let me go and bless. So he came along with his people. He did not go alone. Bhagavan always went with the Bhrigu, Daksha, and all others, sages, accompany him, because Brahmaji wants some witness also. Otherwise, you know, this Ratchasa will say, no, you didn't give me boon, etc., I will say. And when they saw him, nada darsha pratichannam valmika trinaki chakai pipilighapirachirnam edatvang mamsashonitam. They could not see him because his body was totally emaciated, skeleton, actually eaten away by all these ants, and he was covered with this anthill. He could not even see him.
Tapandam tapasalokan yadabhrabhidam ravim vilaksha vismitapraha prahasan hamsavahana.
When Hamsavahana Brahmaji saw this, he laughed. And they, with careful observation, they caught sight of him and they could recognize him. And then he recognized Bhagavan Brahmaji, laughed and said,
Uttishto uttishta badram te tapas siddhosi kashyapa varadoham anuprapto vriyatam ipsito varaha.
Tishta, O son of Kashyapa, get up. Your tapas has come to its fulfillment. Now you can give up your tapas. I have come here to give you whatever boon you ask for. Choose the boon you want. And Bhagavan also said that nobody has done such kind of tapas before, or nobody will do such kind of tapas later also. Yes, appreciated the determination of this asura. Now Narada says, saying that ityuktva adibhavo devo bhakshitangam vipilikai kamandalur jale nakshat divyena mokaradhasa. Saying this, Bhagavan Brahmaji took some water from his kamandalu and sprinkled on that emaciated body of Hiranyakashipu. Suddenly he became what? Yang
satki jagavalmigat sahajo balanvidaha sarva vayavasampanno vajrasamhanano yuva uttidattapta hemabho ima vasuri vaidhasaha.
He came out young, shining like gold, his body. hand completely as he went. We started his tapas exactly like that. And when he saw in front of him, Brahmaji, Harshashu Purgodbhut Bho Bhedo Gira Gadgadaya Gnat. And he, tears in his eyes, and a thrill of joy went through his body. With folded hands, he began to extol Brahmaji with faltering voice, hair standing on end. Now Hiranyakashipu's stuti is also very beautiful. So Hiranyakashipu was none other than Jaya Vijaya, you see. So naturally, they have that knowledge. But right now it is distorted, that is all. So he started praising Brahmaji, you are Hiranyagarbha, you are everything. You are the material cause, therefore you are, you pervade everything. That is the idea of this whole prayer. Now, when a devotee sees Lord, what he should ask when he is blessed? He should ask for devotion to the Lord. Bhakti or mukti? And bhakti itself is mukti. But instead, rakshasas, what they ask, totally different. They want to encash their bhakti. So tapas is done only for power and enjoyment. This is what we have to understand from here. Now, finally, our Hiranyakashipu says, Yeti dasyasya bhimatan varanme varadottama bhudebhyat tvat visrishtebhyo mrityurma bhoon mama prabho. If you are pleased, then give me the boon that I desire. What is that? None among thy creation shall be able to kill me. Number one boon. Your creation, whoever you have created. Even a mosquito also coming under that only. Then, okay, that is all. No, no, more, some more. I remember some more. Na andar bahir diva naktam anyasmadabi chayudaihi na bhoomo nambare mrityur na narer na mrgeirabi. Nobody should kill me during night or day, or on the earth or in the sky, or a man or animal. No weapon should be used for killing me. Vasubhir vasumatbhirva sura sura mahoragai apraditvandadam yuddhe ye aikapatyam cha dehinam. I should not meet death from entities with life or without life. From devas or asuras, including divine serpents. Also grant me that no opponent will face me in battlefield. I shall be the emperor of the whole world. Ekarajya. Sarvesham lokapalanam mahimanam yadatmanah tapo yoga prabhavanam yenna rishyati karshichit. All those lokapalas, their power should come to me. And they have attained this state because of their tapas and yoga. That splendor, that imperishable glory of these dikpalakas, protecting deities.
They possess naturally those glory. That should come to me.
Now, Brahmaji says, Tate me durlabha pumsam yan vrinishe varan mama tatha pivitaramyanga varan yadapi durlabhan. Oh dear one, it is not usual for people to grant the type of boon you asked for. They are extraordinary. You are taking a big insurance, you know, from getting killed. But at the same time, in the beginning, I said, I will grant you whatever boon you ask. Now I am bound by my word. And another thing, Brahmaji stands for Karma Phala Dhata. A person who has performed action, if you don't get result, then nobody will perform any action later. So he cannot deny the request also. So Bhagavan said, I am granting them to you. Means under duress. Tato jagama Bhagavan amokanugraho vibhu pujito suravaryena stuyamana prajeshwarehi. After granting the boon, Brahmaji, whose blessing will never fail, departed, receiving the praise of this asura. Now what? Evam labdhavaro deityo vibhrate papayam vapuhu bhagavatyakaro dvesham bhraturvatham anusmaran. Bhraturvatham anusmaran. He remembered his brother's killer. Death. He remembered then what happened. His body was shining like gold, strengthened by the boon. He desired to wreak vengeance on Mahavishnu for killing his brother.
Sa vijitya disasarva lokaschatrin mahasura devasura manushyendran gandharva rudoragan siddhacharana vidyakran rishin pitrupatin manun yaksharaksha pishachesan prethabhutapatinataha sarvasattva pratinjastva vashamaniya vishchitam vishwajit jahara lokapalanam sthanani sahatejasa.
This is a conquer, list of conquer. Victory is given here. He conquered the three worlds, devas, asuras, men, gandharvas, serpents, siddhas, charanas, vidyadharas, rishis, pitris, manus, yakshas, pishachas, demons, pretas. And appropriating the power of the guardians, deities of all quarters, he claimed himself is the conqueror of the world. He moved his residence from earth to heaven. Devaraj is gone. There's no point fighting with him. Then the whole heaven became his residence now. Now, his prowess is listed here. Little bit, I'll tell you. It is said, the earth
akrishtapachyatasyasi saptat deepavati mahi tatha kamatudadyostu nanascharyapatam nabha.
The earth, without cultivating, yielded everything that is wanted. Hiranyakashipu has to look, give me some paddy, that's it. It will automatically grow. Think about it. That kind of technology we have not developed, isn't it? And this Nabhas, this sky was wonderful, it seems. Many, many things they could see. If somebody wanted to see a movie, old movie, Jagatala Pradhaban or something like that, you know. Veerabhanti Katta Bhaman or something like that. Suddenly they say, I want to see that. It will show. Such wonders are there, it seems. Space become like a wish-fulfilling cow. Whatever they wished, they could see. Ocean gave all the ratnas to him as a tribute. Now somebody asked this question. Shuka Maharshi, it is not nice. So you are a virakta. How can you praise, glorify such Rakshasa's glory? He says, Sayittham Narjita Kubera Kubekra Vishayan Priyan Yatobajosham Bunjano Natripyat Atitendriha. Even though he was reveling in pleasure, he could demand any pleasure, what he wants physically, because he was healthy, he was young, he was strong, and nobody is equivalent to him in strength. Whatever joy that he can gain through senses, he can command. Even then, he was not satisfied. That is what he says. Why? Because Ajitendriya. He was not able to control his senses. Unless a person is disciplined, he will not be able to attain satisfaction. This is what we have to know from the story. Okay. Now, what happened to him? He had the few children, and Prahlada was the first one. Then what happened to Prahlada and him is the story. We will continue that tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. We have Aarti, right? Aarti.